At the end of this month, the windows of the former Shillitoe's department store in downtown Cincinnati will once again be dressed up for the holidays. With us tonight to talk about the holiday windows, which now have a modern twist, is Scott Dannenfelser, design director at Landor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
How long ago did Landor take over the Shillitoe windows?
We just re-signed a lease, so I think we are in our 11th year at the current location.
And Landor is a consulting and design firm, which is a perfect fit for the Holiday Windows project.
We focus in on developing brands and consumer packaged goods as well as environments, so this is a natural place for us to play.
And didn't you have some kind of involvement with the music festival that was down in July down on the riverfront?
We did. Landor sponsored a stage at the Bunbury Festival and did a lot of more like guerrilla activities there as far as unleashing giant-sized balls into the concert as well as popping up with Landor-branded sofas around things and handing out umbrellas when it got inclement.
So when will these holiday windows be unveiled and what will folks see?
What they'll see is a bit of magic in the windows. We're still working out the finer details. That takes us through a longer process that's actually started a couple months ago. Christmas started in July at Landor. But what people will see, again, like I said, we're going to bring to life sort of that magic of the season and hopefully draw people into our windows as we did last year as well.
There's going to be a multimedia experience, interactive. What does that mean?
Well, much like if you visit our windows last year, we had projections, there's lights, there's objects. Everything kind of comes together in concert to tell a wonderful story. And so again, this year, like we did last year, downtown is the place to be for the holidays. We at Landor are very excited about our location, and we feel like we're a perfect fit for this. So we'll tell our story for the holidays in the windows this year in a very multidimensional and multisensorial way.
Will it be different than past years?
It will. Every time we do a windows, we try to take a different look at it. It's a way for us to not only engage with the community, but it's also for us to sort of showcase one of our talents as well from a visual merchandising standpoint.
That makes sense. And you have five windows?
We have five windows on the Ray Street side, and then we have one window that is on Shillitoe Place.
And do you have a different designer for each window?
No, we usually have a team that sort of takes a look at it holistically. So we want to tell a story, so the story will start from around the corner and all the way down Race.
So how long will the windows have a holiday theme?
We'll take that through probably through January. We have been really dedicated to how can we sort of actively activate our exterior of our building and engage with the community. So we've developed a calendar of events for ourselves and what happens in the windows. So we have four major events a year, all of them culminating with our holiday windows in the winter.
And what is the location of these windows? A lot of folks may not know where the old Shillitoe's was.
So the old Shillitoe's building is on Ray Street between 6th and 7th, and then there's a little alley called Shillitoe Place where the front entry is.
And will the windows be lit up at night?
They will. We know, like I said, downtown is the place for the holidays. There's going to be much activity on Fountain Square. We want to be a part of that as well. So when people come down to engage the square on the weekends and the evenings, we want to entice them as well to come two blocks over from the square and look at our windows. Fortunately, the free carriage rides that the city is participating in as well will be on that tour as well. So if you're on the carriage ride, make sure you look at the Shillitoe's windows as you cruise by.
With us tonight, Scott Dannenfelser, design director at Landor. Thanks for telling us about the windows.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And early Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.